And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. And I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, we got the first part of the Triple Dipper here. And I'm going to be honest with you. Just when you think it's bad, it goes worse. It's about the border. You just look at it and think, God, y'all, you're not even trying. And yet, the most frustrating thing, I think, in the middle of all of this is a complete lack of ownership. Now, I understand. You don't want to look like you hadn't got it going on, right? But the people can smell a gaslight. They can smell it. They can smell it a long ways away. They can smell it like it's just, you know, a San Francisco sidewalk. That's what they can smell right now. And I'm just saying, you've got to, the Biden administration has got to stop pretending. They need to express some level of remorse, even if they don't like capitulate and move all the way to the far right side of thinking. They had at the very least go, y'all, we recognize this is bad, and we're doing all we can to get a handle on it and work with us. We're going to do these things and these things. They're not doing that. You've got Karine Jean-Pierre, who was literally, she is the liar in chief. And she stands up there every day. And she most recently has made the comments that this president has done more to secure the border. Stop that. Claiming he's done more than any other president. Stop it. It's just not true. And even Democrats are calling him out now. So, by the way, two things as I get into this section number one of the Triple Dipper, border madness. So one of the first things that I'd point out is they're starting to turn on each other. Democrats are. I'm going to tell you, when DeSantis from Florida and Abbott from Texas decided to start sending busloads of illegals to other parts of the country, to sanctuary cities and all that, there were people who were like, wow, hey, I don't know, was that genius? Genius. It is being proven out now. Genius. You know why? Because it made them put their money where their mouth is, and all of a sudden, Democrats are starting to turn on each other. So apparently yesterday, or the day before, I believe it was. What's today, Friday? Yeah. Wednesday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul went to the White House. She went to the White House to meet with them about the relief that her state needs because they're getting inundated with busloads of migrants. By the way, I do not fault anybody sending the busload there. Not all of them, by the way, come from Florida and New York. Some of them are just being transported there by the Biden administration. And so Governor Hochul, one of only 50, the governor of the state, goes to the White House. Joe Biden did not meet with her. Did not even come in the room to acknowledge her presence. Now, I get he's busy, but it's pretty awful when Karine Jean-Pierre is asked about the governor of New York, one of the biggest states that helped deliver the election in all of its glory, deliver the election for Democrats last time, is in the White House, and she said, well, he had a lot on his plate that day. Oh, did he start his day around 10 a.m. and call a lid around 2:30 or 3? Was that right after he got back from his double vacation? Was he still catching up like he needs a new vacation from his vacation? That's what we're talking about here. It's kind of nuts. So, yeah, Governor Kathy Hochul in the White House. Now, the chief of staff met with her, and so did apparently Secretary Mayorkas from Department of Homeland Security. But, folks, when you're in the White House and you're the governor of the state, you kind of expect to be acknowledged. You sort of anticipate. I don't care if you're the governor of the biggest state, California, whatever, or you're the governor of the smallest geographic state, Rhode Island. Doesn't matter. You're one of only 50. And when you travel all the way there and make the effort, you kind of think that the guy in charge ought to say, hey, just popping in. I'm sorry. I'm headed to the press conference. I want to say, hey, I appreciate you. How you guys doing? Yeah, all right, listen, my people are going to work with you, and then move on. But no, not even that. That's because Biden's not a leader. But then here's the other one. AOC is now critical. And now granted, it's not the usual critical. It's like a very veiled critical, like, I don't know how to be critical of my own people. Now, she's been critical of Pelosi in the past, so there's that. But AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, famous for wearing her white outfit and going down to the southern border to cry when Trump was in office, has done pretty much nothing since then. She recently said the border policy is Biden's weakest policy matter overall. Well, while that may not be much of a slap compared to what we say from the right side of things, that's pretty stiff. That got attention. People are like, wait, hang on. Now the Democrats are chiming in. Kathy Hochul's mad because she didn't get seen at the White House. AOC is having something to say about it. It's happening everywhere. And then you got Karine Jean-Pierre, the glass ceiling breaking press secretary, who came out yesterday, story here on Fox News, dated today. KJP dinged for insisting that Biden has done more than anybody else to secure the border. She ought to get the, quote, Gaslight Award of the Year. Says social media users couldn't believe when Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre claimed on Thursday that President Biden has done more to secure the border than anybody else. It's absolutely asinine and laughable. Here's her quote. You ready? Look, the president has done what he can from here, from the federal government. He's done what he can from here? Now, was that, by the way, is that a sign of resignation? Like, you know, I've done all I can. Or is that a sign of trying to bump up the story? Look, the president's done what he can from here, she says, from the federal government, from the White House to put forth and manage a border in a safe and humane way, to respect the dignity of every human, as he says all the time, making sure our communities are safe, and you've seen him do that. No, we haven't seen him do that. She later said, quote, the president has done more to secure the border and to deal with this issue of immigration than anybody else. He really has. June saw the single largest month-to-month drop in unlawful border crossings because of the policies this president put in place. No. You said that on September 1st. You don't get the luxury of reaching back to June because we just got the July and August reports, and they are now back at record highs. No, you don't know. Daily Signal senior news producer Virginia Allen wrote, fact check, since President Biden took office, more than 6.9 million illegal aliens have been encountered at America's border. And that's according to the Customs and Border Patrol's data themselves. Listen, 6.9 million people. Y'all, that's unsustainable. And I've said before on the show, that is not... By the way, 6.9 million just since Biden took office, just in the last couple of years. We're not talking 6.9 million since data began to be collected in 1882. No, we're talking about right now in this presidential administration, 6.9 million people. That's a couple of percentage points of the U.S. population is now illegal. That's amazing. Yeah, but Phil, we got 342 million people here. It's not like that big. Yeah, it actually is. Picture it. 6.9 million people divided by 50 states. How many did you get per state? Quite a few. I'm just saying, this is unsustainable. And when I get back, I'll tell you what some Democrats are doing right now. Because Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, who's a Democrat... Yeah, she's having to get busy. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, I already told you. What about out in California? What are they saying? They're freaking out. All said and done, this is a mess. And you can't tell me it's not fixable. But you also can't tell me he's doing a great job at it. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back from the break. We'll keep moving forward on this. We're in Border Madness. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomer, I think my mic was on the entire time. I think when you were telling me, hey, it's time, I was over here like texting on my phone.
No.
It's Friday afternoon, apparently. Hey, listen, the text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. You want to call in on this topic, call in. You can also text it. If you're texting to the show for the very first time, 833-68-RIGHT, that's the number. Then text the word right side, just one word, right side, and it'll give you an automated message back that says something like, hey, you right side ruffian, thanks for joining us. Give us your first name, where you're from. We'll plug you into the system with the near 1,000 other people we have plugged in there, and then we'll take your comments as the show goes on. Let's see, I got a few right now that I'll catch up on before, well, if my texter will, there it goes. Francisco from Huntsville. Hey, guys, hope you have a great weekend. Food for thought, could you possibly do road tours in your listening area? That's yes, so I think that's a strong possibility. And we have done some in the past and just never really like made it a thing. But Boomer and I were just talking the other day. He's determined to kick me out the door so that he can.
I am determined to kick you out the door. You need to get out there and meet the Ruffians.
You just want to sit in here and drink Red Bull and not have me staring at you.
I'm just going to sit in here and not have my camera on, get back and drink Red Bull.
Red Bull. Yes, absolutely. Linda from Matt. And by the way, Francisco, thanks, man. Yes, we will be doing something like that. We'll start planning those here very shortly. Linda from Madison says, when everything was being closed during COVID, the border was never closed. Perfect point, Linda. I saw somebody the other day had a meme on social media that said something like, with all the new COVID stuff, they said, don't talk to me about masks until they shut down the southern border. Until then, I'm living my life. And I thought, that's like, you know what? That's a lot of common sense. Jane from Huntsville, the reason your liar-in-chief can do that with no repercussions, my understanding is the Obama administration changed the regulations, and now your government is allowed to propagandize you legally. If that's true, they can say whatever they would like, and most of the country is unaware, so they assume it's true. Jane, if you got something in writing on that, I'd love to see it, because I don't think he can change the regulations about falsehoods. Some call it spin. The legal world actually calls it puffery, when you kind of portray things as being a bit more than they're not, like a used car salesman. But at the same time, we're not idiots. I mean, if this was him saying, well, we believe the war in Ukraine is going great, we'd go, okay, all right, because we're not there. Everybody can see illegals showing up in their hometowns. Everybody can see the strain on the systems in some of the major, institutions and major municipalities around the nation. So, yeah, you can only gaslight us so much. JT from Lacey Springs, he says 6.9 million is roughly 2%. That's like the wildebeest stampede. And by the way, my brother Chris, who was at Terry's Pizza with us the other night in Huntsville, he just texted in and he goes, 6.9 million. The population of Alabama is only 5.08 million. That's
a difference? Wow.
That puts it in perspective, doesn't it? We have seen a million plus more illegals come across the border than we even have in population in the state of Alabama.
Wow, that puts it in perspective.
Yeah, it does. It's crazy.
An entire state.
Unbelievable.
Our state.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, basically, they just basically could overrun Alabama.
Wow. Well, we got some good old boys. Well, that's stress.
Try that in a small town.
Try that in a small town.
Shanna from Jemison. Shanna from Jemison says she must have her rose-colored glasses on. That's right, so she can give her, rose garden input. Peg Leg Dave from Gurley checked in, and he says, where'd he go? He says, hey guys, headed south, rolling through Gainesville, Florida, streaming Right Side Radio on WXJC. Gotta love technology. Great show as always. Thank you, Peg Leg. Safe travels. Hope you're having a vacation time. All right, we're in number one of the Triple Dipper, Border Madness. So Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, a Democrat, mind you, Massachusetts Governor Healey has now activated her National Guard to assist in the housing of migrants. Story, this one's on Fox News, Dateline yesterday afternoon. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey has activated 250 members of the National Guard to provide basic services at emergency shelters amid an influx of migrants that has service providers stretched thin. She's also going to be launching a rapid response team made up of state employees And they're going to be working with more than 6,000 migrant families who are in emergency shelters around the state of Massachusetts. And the National Guard is going to be providing basic services. So they're not there apparently to guard. They're not there to provide security. They're not there to interdict. I'm sure they're going to be made up of support troops who do medical and, you know, in logistical type operations. Even still, when you've got the governor of Massachusetts, a Democrat, having to activate members of her National Guard to take care of illegals who came in across the southern border. This is Massachusetts, y'all. Think about the map. Go from Texas in your mind all the way up to Massachusetts. She's got 6,000 migrants in her little state. 6,000. And she's having to activate National Guard. You can't tell me this is going well. You can't stand up there with a straight face and say, he's done more for the immigration question than any other president. That is such a load of crap. And here we are. I mean, we're sitting here watching the evidence of it when Democrat governors are finally having to roll out their National Guard to assist with the in-processing support and care of illegals who are just walking across the border going, here we are, feed us. Here we are, house us. Well, you say, well, Phil, they're not really saying that. They want a better life, some of them. Sure. But I got news. I got an article that we'll get into here in just a minute that flat out says the reasons why a lot of them come is because these localities provide what they call free housing. In fact, let me just find that one. Where is this? Yes, this one from City Journal. Dateline, August 7th. City Journal, August 7th. Standing in front of the Roosevelt Hotel, the author is writing this article. It says, thousands of migrants have been flown and bused to the city of New York by Texas and other states. New York City's Roosevelt Hotel, it's part of a $225 million agreement that has transformed the once glamorous destination into a temporary shelter. They're taking destination hotels, changing them into large-scale homeless shelters, and spending hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money, and that's just in New York City alone. Wow. So I watched the ridiculous part of it anyway, the ridiculous press conference that Mayor Eric Adams in New York City had yesterday. He's just screaming, just yelling, just having himself a moment. Got people standing around him nodding their heads. Yeah, that's right, Mayor, you tell him. Well, you know what, Mayor, how about this? You came out and said, we're a sanctuary city. We welcome all y'all. And guess what? They came, and now you're having a complete freak out. So the author of the article asks, said, I've asked every migrant I've encountered, why New York City? And their responses varied, but they all had a common thread, because in New York City, they can get housing at no cost. Why not? Dangle a carrot in front of a hungry rabbit. What do you think is going to happen? New York City's, they call it the right to shelter policy. You have a right to shelter. Not just like a, we hope to help you. You have a right. You can demand it. New York City's right to shelter policy is encouraging people to leave their countries, and it could summon tens of thousands of additional migrants, further straining the city's already stretched resources. And while compassionate in its intent, the article says, the policy is unsustainable. Today, about 60,000 migrants reside in city shelters and temporary housing, outnumbering New Yorkers in those facilities. And that number will only grow. And Mayor Adams is now demanding President Biden, the Democrat, is now demanding the other Democrat, provide some funding for all this. And so far, he's getting a stiff arm. Why? Because Biden hadn't have a clue what to do. Is Biden really even tuned in right now? I don't know. I can't help myself. I wonder, does he really gather what is happening? And if he does, what's his excuse for it? Or is it just intentional? And that's the way it feels. In a minute, we'll come back. I'll wrap this up. We'll talk about the fact that the city of Los Angeles, yeah, they're now trying to sue Texas. Why? Because they got busloads of immigrants. Dang, but I thought y'all were a sanctuary city. Border Madness, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We'll be right back. right-side ruffians out there.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number two already. Good Lord. Okay, hour number two on the Friday of Labor Day weekend. And keep in mind, coming up at 3:30, State Representative Susan DeBose will be on the line with us. And then at 4 o'clock, yeah, Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute, will be on the line with us. But right now on the line with us is Brian from Huntsville, line one. Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well and everything, and happy football season to you.
Outstanding. Thank you, sir. Thank you. What,
now,
what's on your mind?
The other thing is, deploying the National Guard to areas to actually play nursemaid to people.
Yep.
I'm wondering about it. It's hard for me to resolve this, and the Constitution is hard for me to deny it. But that's not what most of them signed up for. Some of them are medics and that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm wondering. The MOS is that they call if they're specific, if they're actually in their skill set, or if they take volunteers. You know how it is, man. Sometimes they take volunteers, and somebody who's not there is willing to do something else. I get it, but. But I agree. This is a weird circumstance.
And then too, some of these people agree to defend their country against enemies, both foreign and domestic. And if somebody walks across my border illegally, I'm sorry. I kind of consider that an invasion.
Well, and it is an invasion when you consider that 6.9 million. I mean, we're in the point of mass migration. We're not even looking at just, you know, illegal immigrants coming across the border. It's mass migration. It's influxes of people.
And wasn't about 1930-ish or so and everything when we actually had an act or something that 2% of the current population of the United States could be immigrants, and that's legal ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I can't remember the act.
I don't remember either, but I do recall that. But you can't say that we're in any way abiding by that policy. I don't know, Brian, but I look at the National Guard question. I agree with you. I think it's unusual. I mean, she certainly has under Title 32 the authority to activate them because she's declared a state of emergency in her state. But still, it's just wow. Well, we shouldn't
like
have to be here.
I like to do my charity through church, through government dictation.
Nice.
Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it, Brian. Bye. Good point. Line two, that's Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how you doing, man?
Doing great today, Phil. Off work.
Oh, nice.
Just got me a couple pounds of good Kentucky mutton.
Nice. Kentucky mutton. All right, good. You got a weekend planned for it?
Oh, yeah.
What's on your mind today, buddy?
Hey, I can save us a lot of time and money. Anyone who has come across a different country, another country, to get to here, how do they claim asylum when they've crossed several different borders to get to here? Why would you even give them a case? Because they don't have any standing to claim asylum.
Well, that was part of Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, if I'm not mistaken, was the idea that if you've traveled through four other countries to get here without claiming asylum in those countries, you got to go back and start over. If they want to deny you, go to the next one. If they want to deny you then, go to the next one. But don't tell us that you need asylum because you're at risk, but you traveled through five other countries to get here. You're right.
Yeah, and we're going to have to do away with this natural-born, you know, if you just run across the border and have a baby, you know, and it's an American citizen, you need to have at least one parent be an American citizen before you can claim that you're an American citizen. Otherwise, you go through the process.
Well,
I mean, it's just crazy that you can get here and then, well, say if he's on vacation, you know, and then from Europe and you have a baby over here, oh, you got an American citizen all of a sudden, even though it's He was just on vacation in a different country.
Listen, I actually talked to a guy some years ago who was a he himself was an RN for an OBGYN, and he said that he couldn't believe how many times he saw what they called tourism babies. People would schedule their their vacations to around the birth. But listen, man, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Jeffro. Enjoy that Kentucky mutton.
Oh, yeah. Anybody knows about Owensboro mutton will know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right. See you, man. Take care.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right. We're finishing up the Border Madness thing. And let me say this, by the way. I have no opposition to legal immigration. This country was built by people who came here from other places. I know that. That's part of our history. That's part of who we still are. Don't try to equate what's happening on our southern border with that. That's not it. That's not what we're about. I've got naturalized citizens in my family. I totally get it. The idea of coming here and coming here the right way and processing through the system and getting your citizenship and what a big deal that is. But there's zero buy-in right now from people who are just flooding across our border with an air of expectancy to be handed everything that they have never contributed once to. And then they get upset when they don't understand why they're not getting free housing, free Obama phones, free, you know, medical services, free food. Somebody find me a job. How do I get to the far ends of the nation? Oh, you're going to give me a free plane ticket or a free bus ride. I mean, stop the madness. That is not the same as being a country in which we have welcomed immigrants with open arms since the day of our founding. But in L.A., they're having trouble right now. Storyline from the L.A. Times. L.A. Times dated yesterday, 2 days ago. The Los Angeles City Council voted unanimously on Wednesday to look into whether or not the city can sue the state of Texas and Texas Governor Greg Abbott for sending a busload of migrants to Los Angeles. Have mercy. On a 13-0 vote, it was determined that they need to investigate whether or not Governor Greg Abbott committed kidnapping, human trafficking, or other crimes when he sent vulnerable families on a 23-hour bus ride. Give me the... Come on, y'all. Well, here's the thing. The L.A. City Council, and this is Abbott's spokesperson talking, but the L.A. City Council, with everything going on, decided it was time to virtue signal just this summer. Just this summer, in June of this summer, they decided to announce to the world that they have unanimously voted to become a sanctuary city and welcome migrants. And so about 2 weeks later, Greg Abbott sent a busload. They have had literally only about four or five busloads have made it to LA since they announced themselves as a sanctuary city, and now they want to sue. Can you feel the virtue just slipping away from their virtue signaling? Just crumbling. Well, Governor Abbott points out every single one of them signed a voluntary consent waiver that was written in multiple languages and all agreed on their destination. And you said you wanted them, and they've had how many? 400. You know how many are sitting in Texas right now, illegals? How about in the hundreds of thousands? And the city of Los Angeles is now in a freakout mode because they've had 400 show up on buses since they declared themselves a sanctuary city. But hey, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll wrap up this with some stats. The stuff that we're talking about right now, it's backed up by metrics. We're not talking about this in terms of the frustrations of a sanctuary city that doesn't know what to do, or the lack of leadership we see in New York City and New York State, or Massachusetts having to call out its National Guard. I'm not even using that anecdotal style of data. How about this? I got two stories here, one from CBS, one from the Washington Post. Remember earlier I talked about the gaslighter in chief, Karine Jean-Pierre? And she says, well, in June, we had record drop in our... Okay, first of all, it dropped from the record you created, okay? But that was June. And so this week, September 1, August 31st timeframe, she wants to say, well, in June, how about this? Story from CBS. Illegal border crossings rose by 33% in July. Oh, she left off July. Border Patrol agents recorded 132,652 apprehensions. And that's just the apprehensions. That's not including the gotaways. 132,000 apprehensions just in July. Apprehensions of single adult migrants stood at over 62,000 in July by themselves. Virtually the same level as June, the Border Patrol processed more than 10,000 unaccompanied children. Which still, I don't understand that. Unaccompanied children wandering north across the border. There's no good explanation for that at all. But then this one sort of wraps it all up, puts a little icing on it. Washington Post. I'm telling you right now, when the Washington Post is turning against the Biden administration, you know his days are numbered. Washington Post. Border apprehensions have risen another 30% for two consecutive months. The Border Patrol made more than 177,000 arrests in August, up from 132,000 in July, up from 99,000 in June. The government ramped up deportation flights carrying families, and since May has repatriated families, but what they're looking at right now is the U.S. Border Patrol arrested at least 91,000 migrants who are part of family groups just in August alone. It's an all-time high. Family group apprehensions in August is an all-time high. And the gaslighter in chief is telling us that Biden is doing more than any other president. Well, folks, it's border madness. And it's one of the top issues for this presidential campaign. And they need to hammer it. I mean, hammer it. Like, not even a little bit, like hammer it every single day. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are going to take a break right now. We'll come back and switch gears. We're moving to the library wars, and I'll pick up a few more of your text messages. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.